you're still learning that. You never arrive necessarily. You're always trying to get better. That being said, we're not. I made the illustration yesterday of it, like kind of like an onion. You know, there's layers. So you keep getting in and in. Now, I don't know where we are at, so to speak, in the onion. I think we're a little ways in, and we've got more layers to go. But you know, every bit of experience and every rep, you know, is helpful for us.
With the whole blitz thing, I mean, is that what you're going over with Dom as well as with Kevin, is just to decide, yeah, when's a good time to go, when to, how to react, how to do what you need to do?
Yeah, everything we do is, I mean, we're a multiple defense. So we've got a lot of angles and a lot of stuff. And so there's a lot of techniques, and those are all things, a lot of communication, all things that we're working on.
Between minicamp and training camp, I mean, you can look at DVDs and playbooks and, you know, go over terminology again and positioning and that type of thing. But there's really no substitute for live scrimmage, you know, and going over the film after that, right? I mean, that's this week, the next week, are the best, most important learning periods for you?
For the physical aspect of it, and yeah. But I think the critical part was probably even beforehand. I mean, you have to prepare in order to go out and perform. And I think we've done a good job of preparing. I think we've put in many, many hours this off season, a lot. And to get us to a point now where I think, you know, you can be more confident in going out and moving forward with your job. That being said, it's still new. And we're still learning, and like I said, it's like a broken record, but the experience factor, there's no substitute for it. So the more experience we get, you know, the better we'll be.
Aaron, a couple days in here, what's your grasp of this defense, and how comfortable are you in it?
My grasp?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like anyone, I think the whole defense is, we've spent a lot of time in it. We've gone over it. This is our third time installing the same installs, so I think there's a comfortability standpoint from knowing, you know, what to expect, and now it's just continuing to hone in the skills and the techniques and the fundamentals to execute every defense perfectly.
Is it still feel strange to be in a 2-point stance rather than being on the line?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right.
Fair enough. It doesn't matter.
How's Dom to work with? If you're out there and you say, you know, I don't trust this one aspect, you know, how do we make this work? You know, do you have a relationship there that you'd be open with him one-on-one?
You know, from what I've been able to decipher about his style, I think he's obviously been around the block a few times, you know, with 24 years in this thing, and he's played a lot of defense, and he's been very successful at times. He knows what he's doing. He's watching everything, evaluating everything, and, you know, you won't see a Packers defense out there that doesn't know what they're doing. You know, so if that means we've got to play one defense, we'll play one defense. Now, that's not going to happen, but I think he understands that, and I think we understand that, and so the idea here is to do as much as we can well so that we can be obviously be as multiple as we can. And if we can't, well, then we can't. So that's the whole, you know, like anyone, you do what you can handle.
Aaron, it appears like you lost weight. Was that in your mind saying, okay, yeah, I need to be at such and such weight, or how did that work?
Actually, I'm the exact same weight I played at last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you look thinner then. Congratulations.
You just trim things down a little bit. You know how to get a proportion. You've got to remember, I was 290 pounds when I came into this thing. So
that's true.
Yeah, I've always been able to change things around pretty good.
So for you, it was like, hey, I'm comfortable where I was last year, even though it's a different role, different scheme, whatever.
Just different movement patterns.
Two more questions for Aaron.
And Cullen Jenkins, we talked to him. I mean, how key is it for him to help you guys out with what you need to do, and how much of an impact, even though it's a different defense?
Well, he's a good football player. So, you know, we take good football players. And Cullen obviously classifies himself as one of those, and I would classify him, you know, as one of those. So whether it's as a, you know, a 3-4 end or a, you know, a 4-down defensive tackle or whatever he's going to do, you know, he's going to help us.